This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. officials say a multi-million dollar crackdown along the Arizona-Mexico border has slowed illegal immigrant traffic into the country. Human rights advocates say the enforcement initiative is anything but a success. They point to the record number of migrant deaths in Arizona this year, and they accuse the Border Patrol of grossly undercounting death statistics along the U.S.-Mexico border. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Speaking from Tucson yesterday, Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson praised the six-month-old border crackdown in Arizona.
We have had a tremendous investment, tremendous work by our law enforcement that should be applauded, but it also means that we have a lot of work to do. This is one of the greatest challenges that we face.
Nearly half of all illegal immigrants caught sneaking into the U.S. are apprehended in Arizona. Since the operation began last March, nearly 500,000 illegal crossers have been arrested at the Arizona border. That's a 57% increase over last year. But as the arrests of migrants in Arizona have increased, so have the number of deaths. 172 people have died in the past year. And the Border Patrol in Tucson has recently come under fire for how it counts migrants' bodies. It recently began excluding skeletal remains found in the desert. That put this year's death toll just under last year's figures.
The Border Patrol has a vested interest in keeping the numbers down.
Reverend Robin Hoover heads Humane Borders, a human rights group that leaves water in the desert for immigrants making the illegal crossing through southern Arizona. He says reporting a lower number of deaths boosts the agency's assertion that the border crackdown is working. But Hoover says the crackdown has just pushed migrants westward to Yuma, Arizona, where the death rate this year more than doubled.
We have not reduced the number of persons who are crossing the border. We simply relocated them. And every time that they change a different strategy or different tactic, relocates them to an even deadlier area.
Tucson Border Patrol Chief Michael Nicely defends the death toll accounting. He says skeletal remains may have been lying in the desert for as long as 5 years before being discovered, and including them in the year's death count is inaccurate.
Obviously, it was never our intent to not tell people what we were finding out there. It was a conscious decision that was made because we don't believe that it tells us exactly what we need to know regarding what's going on the border. But if there's any confusion at all, we'll go ahead and report those.
While federal officials lament the rising number of deaths, they say the crackdown is critical to national security. Undersecretary Hutchinson says the stepped-up enforcement has netted not only illegal immigrants, but also record amounts of cocaine and heroin, and federal prosecutions in the state have also jumped significantly.
We're doing the right work here, and we're going to have to continue this effort.
The Arizona Border Control Initiative was to run through September, but Hutchinson says the crackdown may be extended once an evaluation of the more than $20 million effort has been completed. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.